and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's now day three of the dock worker strike at East and Gulf Coast ports, with no progress reported toward a resolution. CBS's Nancy Chen talked with one of the longshoremen.
Between a raise and between automation, which is more important?
I really think that automation is going to be more important. I mean, it doesn't make sense to pay us $100 an hour and robots are doing our work, so we have no hours during the week.
Meanwhile, goods are not moving through those ports.
You don't know what's going to happen in these times. So
you've probably already seen them, folk with carts piled high with food and vegetables at the grocery store.
If it goes a few days, there won't be much of an effect.
Mark Goldman at Morton Williams Grocery Stores in New York City says they've stocked up on perishables, but if the walkout goes for weeks or longer,
we'll definitely have higher prices and we might have empty shelves.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
In an unsealed motion, special counsel Jack Smith says former President Donald Trump resorted to crimes to try to overturn his 2020 election loss. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Throughout the 165-page filing, Smith makes the case Trump was acting as a candidate or private citizen, not as president, when he was claiming the election was stolen. The new filing also alleges Trump allies sought to create chaos, including one unnamed Trump supporter shortly after the election, encouraging protests, even to make them riot.
Israel continues its daily bombardments of both Lebanon and Gaza, which CBS News correspondent Chris Libsay is following from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military video shows troops advancing through the mountains of southern Lebanon and entering villages as it announced close quarter fighting with Hezbollah and the deaths of eight soldiers.
President Biden surveyed hurricane devastation in western North Carolina.
My heart goes out to everyone who has experienced the unthinkable loss, but we're here for you.
Many are missing. Lack of electricity, water, and phone service continues across the Southeast. Thursday is designated as Latina Equal Pay Day by a women's rights group. Jasmine Tucker of the National Women's Law Center says on average, Latinas have to work almost 22 months to earn the same amount as white non-Hispanic men do in just 12.
You cannot explain the differences in pay except for just plain old sexism and racism that's happening in the workplace.
Ownership of Shohei Ohtani's historic 50th home run ball is getting more complicated, with yet another person filing a lawsuit claiming he had possession of it. That makes three. Auctioneers have already begun the bidding for it, although they've been told not to finalize any deal until ownership is established. The bidding is currently at almost $1.5 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about kids or children, whichever your preference. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a four-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice, we responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice, we responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear to mostly clear skies and mid-40s as our winds turn to the northwest and they'll be gusty. More clouds on the way for Thursday with high temperatures warming to the lower 70s. Clouds move out. Thursday night will be near 40 degrees. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, Joe Zepecki's take on Tuesday's vice presidential debate and our weekly Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. Robert Reich had a really interesting column, his Substack newsletter, yesterday or the day before, that raised, you know, that answered this question in a way that, you know, on reflection, I was like, yeah, you know, when I read this, I was like, you know, well, of course, you know, it makes perfect sense. But it hadn't really occurred to me before. Every now and then, you know, somebody comes up with an insight, and it's like, and you know, I get them from time to time, and I try to share them with you, but this is not mine. This is Robert Reich's. And that is, you know, he's asking the question, how the hell could Trump be running neck and neck with Harris? I mean, just consider these two different people. You know, and with Donald Trump, you've got a fellow who has been convicted of 34 felony charges, has been convicted of rape. I realize the technical way to say it is he's been adjudicated of sexual abuse. But, you know, what the hell? Let's just call it what it was. He was convicted of rape. The judge said so. The judge said, yes, this is, you know, what any reasonable person would call rape. He had affairs with porn stars and Playboy bunnies on his third wife. He had an affair with he was unfaithful to every single one of his wives. He treats his kids like crap. He hates pets. I could just go on and on. And then he's running against a woman who is youthful, Kamala Harris. She's super intelligent. She has a hell of a law and order background as a prosecutor, you know, as a district attorney, and as a state attorney general, as the chief law enforcement officer for the state of California. You know, the seventh largest economy in the world. How is it that these two are running neck and neck? And one of the glib answers that, you know, I've been offering up to this point is, you know, it's the racism stupid, and it's the misogyny stupid. And I continue to think that those are probably major factors. But Robert Rush's question was a little more granular. It's like, why is it that 2 weeks ago Kamala Harris was really pulling ahead fast, and now suddenly she's not pulling ahead fast anymore? In fact, now she's starting to slip. I'm doing a virtual book tour right now on my new book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, which you can, you know, it starts shipping early next week, so you can pre-order them right now. And the guy who was interviewing me was like, you know, apropos of this, was, you know, saying, you know, how is this? You know, how can this be? So what Robert Reich is saying is that, and of course the other answer that I had is, you know, these $6 billion that right wingers have pledged in dark money has started to show up, especially if you live in a swing state. But I mean, even here in Oregon, you know, we've got a good young woman, Janelle Bynum, who is running for Congress. She's a member of the state legislature right now. She's running for the U.S. House to replace Earl Blumenauer. And she's just being savaged by these hardcore right-wing anger. And she's a black woman, and they you know, darken her up and, you know, show her in black and white instead of color and try to find the most unflattering pictures. And it's not even the candidate that she's running against who's running these ads. It is one of these dark money groups funded by right-wing billionaires. And this is happening all over the country. So, of course, that's going to hurt, too. And that's the bet that the Republicans are making, is that they can basically buy this election. And, you know, we saw AIPAC buy three different Democratic primary elections and knock out Jamel Bowman and knock out here Sushila Jayapal, and then go after Cori Bush. So anyway, but what Robert Reich is saying is that it's something at the moment, and the leading up to the election itself, the danger is that for those 2 weeks after the Democratic convention, Kamala Harris was pretty much the only candidate who was in the news. Donald Trump kind of went quiet, and the news was paying attention to Kamala Harris. And then Donald Trump comes out with his, they're eating cats and dogs in Springfield. And, I mean, this is what Donald Trump knows how to do. He's been doing this since the 70s. Is, you know, he believes, and he said this out loud, he believes P.T. Barnum's old saying that there is no such thing as bad publicity, just spell my damn name right. And so he comes out with this lie about in Springfield they're eating cats and dogs. And then he doubles down on it, he triples down on it, and then, you know, and then he says, you know, climate change is a hoax. And now he's got this latest thing of he wants a Kristallnacht. He wants, you know, a night of extreme violence against, you know, presumably blacks and Jews and liberals and, you know, whatever. But each one of these, none of these are, you know, like serious policy proposals. What he's doing is capturing the news cycle, and the media is going along with him. It's like, you know, Donald Trump throws out a bone, and the media is like the dog, like, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, look at that bone. Oh, 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 look at that. Yeah, I got to chase that bone. And meanwhile, Kamala Harris is standing there going, well, let's talk about real policy. And the media is like, well, that's boring. We're not going to cover that. We got this crazy man over here. And what it turns out is that Donald Trump is right. P.T. Barnum was right. There's no such thing as bad publicity, apparently. I mean, you know, Gary Hart might argue with that, but I would say he just handled it wrong. And we now know that that's the case, that Donald Trump has proven that that's the case. You just, you know, BS your way through it. So anyhow, Reich is saying that this all has to do with Trump successfully seizing control of the media attention again. And, you know, I think he's right. So the question is, you know, will Kamala Harris figure out a way to get that back? I don't know. Hopefully. Meanwhile, this is absolutely fascinating. Suppose you're a woman giving birth, and you're going to have a C-section, and you figure, you know, this is our second child, our third child. We really don't want to have any more. So I'm going to ask the doctor, you know, when I go in to get my C-section, I'm going to ask them while they're in there to tie my tubes. This is a very common thing, by the way. 30%, nearly 30% of married adult women in the United States have had their tubes tied. It's very common. You know, I don't know what the vasectomy numbers are, which is what I did. You know, Louise and I, after our third child, I had a vasectomy. But in any case, makes sense, right? Get your tubes tied while you're having your C-section. It won't work if you're in a Catholic hospital, because they don't do tubal ligations. They will not tie your tubes. They don't do vasectomies, for that matter. And if you're pregnant and in any kind of risk or have a miscarriage, Catholic hospitals, you know, normally, for example, with a woman having a miscarriage, a normal hospital would induce an abortion to make sure the embryonic tissue is completely removed. Catholic hospitals won't. They require the doctors to wait until the woman is nearly dying. I mean, this isn't because of the new anti-abortion laws. This has been the Catholic hospital's policies forever. And they're also equally bad at end of life. if you're old and in enormous pain and dying anyway, and you would just like a little extra morphine, you know, that might kind of push you over the top, who knows, Catholic Hospital will not help you. Or if you're a trans person and you want or need hormone therapy or a hysterectomy or a mastectomy, Catholic hospitals won't help you. Why? Because Catholic hospitals take their orders from the Pope, not from doctors. And this is a real problem because in the United States, the 10 largest Catholic healthcare systems now own or control 394 hospitals. They also own 864 urgent care centers, 385 ambulatory surgery centers, 274 physician groups, and more than 1,100 hospitals overall. There, four of the 10 largest healthcare systems in the country are Catholic. More than 30% of all births in the United States now occur in Catholic hospitals, where women are literally taking their lives in their hands by going into these Catholic hospitals in the event there is some sort of complication that would normally be resolved with an abortion. In 2018, the New York Times looked at the websites of six, and by the way, they don't tell you this. Catholic hospitals don't tell you this. The New York Times looked at the websites of 652 Catholic hospitals and found that two-thirds of them did not make clear even that they were Catholic. And only 3% said, here are all the procedures that a normal hospital would do that we will not do. Only 3%. So patients are not informed. So in response to this, the state of Colorado now, and the lawmakers in Colorado, Democrats actually specifically, passed a law requiring Catholic hospitals in Colorado to inform patients of what they can't get, the care that they will not be able to get in that Catholic hospital. And I think this is really important. Catholic hospitals are also a major source of revenue for the Catholic Church. They have been helping to fund these lawsuits against pedophile priests for years and years and years. You know, hospitals are, especially big hospitals, enormous profit centers. And the hospitals are run as nonprofits, the church is run as a nonprofit, but really all that means is they don't pay taxes. They're making piles of money. So what Colorado did, in my opinion, is a really important and good step that I think the rest of the country should seriously consider emulating. What say you? It's 17 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls right after the break. What's on your mind?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I will be right back with you.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Ready, set, go!
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What happens when you're the knock? You know, next of kin, N-O-K, for the loved one who dies. My best friend died a couple months ago of COVID, and I'm the executor of his estate. I can tell you, it can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, and all that stuff, all while you're grieving a loss. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would if you had a knock box, the next of kin box, N-O-K. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any Knockbox kit. Available exclusively at theknockbox.com. T-H-E-N-O-K-box.com. Theknockbox.com. And use the code TOM to save 18%. From the heart of no hope to the streets outside. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour, and it turns out that, what had happened, we had a caller during the break who was pointing out that the J.D. Vance was saying people were taking home more pay during Donald Trump's time, and it turns out that that was because part of his tax cut for billionaires was also a short term that expires this year. A short-term reduction of the amount of money that's taken out of your paycheck to pay for Social Security. And what that did is it reduced the revenue to Social Security and made Social Security even more precarious, but it slightly boosted take-home pay. And like I said, it expires this year just in time for the election. So wild stuff. Anyhow, picking up your calls here, what's on your mind? Merrill in Meridian, Connecticut. Hey, Merrill, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, you know, Vance kept ascribing a lot of power to Vice President Harris.
Yeah.
Why didn't she do this and why didn't she do that? I wonder if that's a little bit of a tell that you know, he's hoping to be more powerful as vice president than what vice presidents traditionally are. Or maybe he seems to have changed his whole persona for this debate.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's running for president.
Yeah. Well, odds are he will be president if Donald Trump is elected. Donald Trump is 78 years old. He'll be, you know, 82, 83, you know, when his term is up, and he's in pretty poor health. I would be surprised if he makes it that far. And in fact, you know, who knows? J.D. Vance might even try to pull the 25th Amendment on him, which does require the vice president's participation, if my recollection is correct. So I think in his own mind, J.D. Vance is running for president. But
what I'm saying. You know, he seems to be putting himself in a position that he's not quite in yet.
Yeah, and then he's quoting this Curtis Yarvin or whatever his name is, guy saying, you know, America needs to get over its dictator phobia, and we need a president who thinks like a CEO, who thinks like a dictator. It's spooky stuff. It's spooky stuff. Meryl, thank you. Excellent point.
Okay, thanks. I think he's more frightening than Trump in some ways.
I agree. He's smarter, and that makes him a whole lot more dangerous, and that is a problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Kenny in Brunswick, Georgia. Hey, Kenny, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a few comments about last night's debate. Walt seemed to do a very good job of introducing himself to America. He took that chance and just showed everybody what type of person that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he made himself look favorable and likable, which it brings me to the point that it's unfortunate that he's not at the top of the ticket, because I think that this election wouldn't even be close if he was.
Tim Walz?
That's right.
Huh.
It's unfortunate.
Are you saying that because he's a white man?
No, absolutely not.
You think he's a more competent?
I'm running on the record.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Kenny, thank you. I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you. Interesting thought. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special
special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. There's no sign of a deal between striking longshoremen and port operators as the walkout idles many ports in East and Gulf Coast states.
The ship owners want it to automate the gates. We don't want to lose our American jobs. You know, it's pretty simple.
Local union president Charles Seaton at Wilmington, North Carolina. CBS's Jan Crawford has been reviewing the unsealed report by special counsel Jack Smith about former President Donald Trump's actions after losing the 2020 election.
There is new information in here, including dramatic scenes where an aide bursts into the room where President Trump is sitting to tell him that they've taken Mike Pence to a secure location. And the president turns around, according to grand jury testimony, and says, "So what?"
Vice President Harris got a close-up look at hurricane damage at Augusta, Georgia.
People who must be seen must be heard. These are very difficult times. And in a moment of crisis, I think that really does bring out the best of who we are.
Harris helped hand out food. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Moan reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation. Then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear to mostly clear skies in mid-40s as our winds turn to the northwest and they'll be gusty. More clouds on the way for Thursday with high temperatures warming to the lower 70s. Clouds move out. Thursday night will be near 40 degrees. Right now, it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all about election security, what happens to ballots after you cast your vote. Hour number two, Alexander Vindman, should be fascinating. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, the next door neighbor of yours who helps you fix the car. I mean, you know, he's such a decent, normal man. And Vance is like this smarmy, slick. It changed his name a couple of times. I mean, just anyway. Raymond in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Raymond, your thoughts on last night's debate?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to contribute. I had to watch the debate because I was part of the YouGov survey that afterwards we took. They gave us 7 questions. And, of course, Tim Walz just mopped the floor with them. Yes, it was a tie. But it was a tie because of Governor Walz. He was, as a former command sergeant major and a coach, the one thing you do with the weakest and most vulnerable of all your players or your soldiers is you try to build them up. You try to make them feel that they are part of the solution, not just a problem. And so along those lines, Governor Walz was a winner for me.
Mm. Good. Great commentary, Raymond. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And last but not least, he did fly one zinger when he was talking about gun violence. He did say that gun violence is not an everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's a good man, and America's going to be better with him as our VP.
I agree, and God willing, knock wood and everything else. Raymond, thank you for the call. Peter in Philadelphia. Hey, Peter, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. As always, thanks for taking my call. And I would be remiss if I didn't take just a moment to say how much I appreciate you and especially your callers for all that you do and for all your callers contribute. It's so good for all of us.
It is a great community we've been able to put together here. I'm really happy to be part of it. So what's on your mind, Peter?
So the debate, I would agree with a lot of the callers who were saying it's essentially a tie. I actually thought as we went along, and I was saying to my wife repeatedly, on content alone, I thought Walz was doing a much better job. But unfortunately, debates are more visual than auditory. Mm-hmm. And in the end, because I think it ended up being viewed as a tie, I would say that's a loss for the Democrats in this sense. I think there's a lot of Republicans out there who are what would be titled hesitant Trumpers, mm-hmm. or reluctant Trumpers. And I think by Walz allowing Vance to be normalized, and in some cases, I would say even enabling the normalization of Vance, those reluctant Trumpers are kind of walked back from the ledge, and they'll say, okay, you know what, the ticket's okay. I can vote for Trump and the ticket now.
Yeah.
And that's my concern. But, Tom, let me ask you, again, I'm in Philly. I'm right here on South Broad Street. I would have preferred more punches thrown in both debates, both with Kamala and with Governor Walz. I would have preferred more toughness, less content, less policy, more brashness, and a lot of callers have said how. But did his nice, decent guy approach play better, say, in the Midwest or other places outside of, say, a hardscrabble South Philadelphia neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if there's a regionality to how people interpreted the performance of these two men last night. I'm also wondering if Vance went into the debate thinking not just, you know, I got to help out this ticket and I got to make sure that I don't piss off Donald Trump, but also thinking that he has to lay the foundation for running for president in 2028. What do you think?
I think you're exactly correct. And what we see here in Pennsylvania, there are now multiple, and Tom, you warned us, and you said it, you're correct. There's $6 billion of advertising coming down. A lot of it is focused, if it's not attacking the Democrats directly, it's
in the photo negative is trying to normalize the candidate, saying, oh, the Republican candidate for Senate here is trying to make Bob Casey seem like an extremist on abortion. Mm. And he literally ends his commercial, Dave McCormick says, I'm the one who's normal. I'm just a normal guy. And, Tom, I'll finish with this. I was driving out in the central part of the state yesterday. It's historically fairly Republican/Trump-supporting. And even though there's much less Trump signs now than there were in 2020 and 2016, there was a wonderful billboard as I was driving out, and I hope more Democrats take this approach. The billboard was all black except for a slight picture of Trump essentially walking away, and all it said in giant white letters, and again, this is in the heart of Trump country, it just said, good riddance.
Wow.
And I thought that was absolutely fantastic. Right to the point, right smack in their face, right in the heart of Trump country, good riddance. And that's the kind of punch I wish.
Do you know who paid for that billboard?
I was trying to read. I didn't. It was a super PAC, and I didn't recognize where it was, and it was a digital billboard. So, but I couldn't. Mm. As I was driving, I couldn't get my phone out in time to take a photo. Mm. And it changed to the next digital ad before I could really absorb all of it.
Right.
But it was awesome. It was perfectly placed. I mean, we say there's Philadelphia in the east, there's Pittsburgh in the west, and there's 1930 in between. And so I thought that was perfect. But I think that's the approach that I wish, again, in both debates, and I wish Democrats in general would take. I love Jasmine Crockett. I love Moskowitz. They come out, they make good points, they have good policy, but they punch when they have to punch.
Yeah. And Josh
Stein.
They
don't allow the other side to seem normal.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got some real fighters.
Republicans can't be normal without Democratic consent.
Yeah.
Republicans cannot be normal without Democratic consent. Stop consenting.
Amen. Peter, thank you. Brilliant. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You had a caller earlier who was talking about mortgages or the ability to use real estate type mortgages for mobile homes. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give you a quick legal explanation of why that's probably not possible.
Okay.
Mortgages are secured debt, meaning that the thing of value that they put a lien on in exchange for giving you the money has a particular value, right? And that value is fairly stable.
Sure.
And it's predictable. With a mobile home is treated as though it is a car. And as you know, a car, unless it's, you know, a classic car, an antique, a 1930 whatever Ford, is generally a depreciating asset. It's not really even an asset, it's a liability.
Right.
So that the terms you get on a car, as you know, right, the interest rates tend to be higher because a car can crash into something. Any number of things can happen to a car.
Sure.
And so because a mobile home is treated as if it were a depreciating item, unless you affix it to the land by bricking it in and attaching it to land, obviously you can't do that unless you own the land. You can't just attach it to somebody else's land without their permission. Then it is treated as, it continues to be treated as a car. And therefore, that's why it's not really a solution to homelessness. It's not really a solution to entry to home ownership in that it's a depreciating.
Well, now the federal government came in 2005 and said bankers are reluctant to loan money to students because students can just walk away from debt. You know, they're the most mobile, most flaky, potentially flaky of all potential lenders. And so we're going to pass a law so that student debt cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. In other words, we're going to basically, you know, put the land underneath the trailer and attach it, sort of thing. We're going to make these loans predictable and safe and profitable for the banks no matter what. Why couldn't something like that, and I'm not talking about, you know, discharging in bankruptcy, but, you know, just the government backstopping, essentially, mortgages that are associated with manufactured houses with trailers. Why couldn't something like that be done? Wouldn't that just kind of be a variation on the GI Bill that my dad used to buy his home back in the 50s?
Yeah, I mean, is it possible? Yes. I can't see a reason, you know, and again, I don't know the full panoply. It would have to be legislative action, and particularly because you would be treating something that's not a fixed item. Right. Just the same as you're talking about student loans, they're technically not a fixed item. Once you've got the knowledge that it helped to finance, there's not a way to remove that.
Correct.
So that being the case, I'm not seeing a reason that it could not legally be done. But the reason that currently you can't do that with mortgages, with the typical type of secured lending,
right,
is because the item that would secure it is one whose value can depreciate rapidly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And Marie, thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You always bring the goods when you call. Thank you so much. Good talking to you. It's 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with your call. Stay tuned. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is TOM, CBDistillery.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured. But in my heart, I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise.
10 minutes before the hour, picking up the calls here. Brenda in Chicago. Hey, Brenda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tim. I tend to be a positive thinker, but I'm going to have to be honest. I was really discouraged and disappointed last night. I guess I felt, and I'm going to be honest here, I felt like Tim Walz looked older than he is, which I can't help that.
Yeah, he's only 60.
I thought, how old is he?
He's 60.
Okay. My husband is 67. He looks about 10 years younger than Tim Walz. Now, that's I'm not trying to put Tim Walz down, but unfortunately, what I'm really concerned about is the non-political junkie, like you were saying, maybe the undecided voters. I think that I was telling your screener, couldn't help but wonder throughout the debate if that Saturday Night Live sketch a few nights ago that was so hilarious, but I wondered if that sketch portrayed Tim Walz as kind of a goof in a way. I mean, it was hilarious, but I wondered if he overreacted because he looked stiff. He frowned.
I think he was just scared to death, Brenda. He's never. He's never been on the national stage.
Tom, I just hate to say it. I'm just being objective here. He made a terrible impression, and then. Vance, on the other hand, I think was portrayed in the sketch as kind of a weirdo, creepy, way fringe. He came across so normal and so likable and just so everything. It just bothers me to say this, but Tom, I am so concerned.
Yeah, I'm sure you're concerned. Assurance that we're going to see a blowout election, I'm not saying that anymore. I continue to hope it to be the case. The part of me is,
and if everybody was like you and me, and they could look deeper at really policy and the truth, but a lot of people aren't that way. Yeah. Even people that really respect, they're just not into that, and they're going to go with appearances. And I'm sorry to be so negative.
Well, and we don't have a shared reality anymore. I mean, we used to have three television networks, and that was it, and that was all you could get. And right up until the '80s, really, when cable TV really started, and even then, CNN came along, but now it's with social media and YouTube, you got 34% of Americans get most of their news from social media, and social media is now dominated by Russian trolls and people who like Elon Musk, who are on Putin's side more often than they are on the side of democracy. It's just, it's a real challenge, I think, to try to run a campaign based on issues. Brenda, I got to move along.
So if anybody has ideas to rectify or remedy anything about last night, I'll let you go, but I'm just hopeful.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know that there is. I mean, Tim Walz is going to get more polished as time goes on. But it'll be too late for that. This is what it was, and there's not going to be another one. I think the main thing is that we all just need to be working on our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our relatives, and any kind of audience that we may have, even if it's a dozen people on social media, and be speaking our truth about these things. Brenda, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. John in Auburn, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I'm John here in Auburn. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've been holding. Say, this is in respect for our innocent brother, Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm. Who turned on yesterday.
Bless his life. This is regarding his lifetime of voluntary community service.
Mm-hmm.
I think that felon Donald Trump should receive a lifetime of community service, perhaps under the our favorite community organizer service, Barack Obama.
Yeah, I get it. John, I love the meme. I really do. I mean, obviously, we both know it's not going to happen, but it's a great meme. Thank you. Don in Wheaton, Illinois. Hey, Don, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Yeah, as far as last night, I felt like that was kind of a tie overall. You know, the fellow, JD, looked kind of like the JD from television, you know, the Texas, Empire guy.
Yeah,
I think he's
Dallas.
Trying to have that look.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, what I'm trying to say, or what I want to say, is from now on, if you're discussing it with people, you should be ready, like have all of the things that Harris and Biden did, which are phenomenal, jaw-dropping. And, be ready with that. Have it on your cell phones. Take a picture of the things, or do a screenshot, from your website of all the things that they've mm-hmm. done. And it should... That would, they say that she's had 3.5 years to do all of this, and she didn't get it done. We'll say, well, actually, they did get a lot done, and mm-hmm. the border is better right now than it was, and have that detail.
Well, Tim Walz pointed that out last night. He said, there are fewer border crossings now than there were when Trump left office, and Vance tried to dismiss it. He was pretty openly dismissive of Walz on a number of occasions, but it's true.
Yeah,
it's the truth. And unemployment is low now. It's lower than it's been since the 60s. Inflation is back down where it should be. It's at 2.5%. The economy has put itself back together. The stock market just hit a record high. I'm with you. Don, thank you very much for the call. And my apologies to those of you on hold. We'll have to catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set. Made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, they're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality. From responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, a 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. If you get a post-purchase...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tom for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.